Hare Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So this morning we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 2, Text Number 19. Sadeviki sarva jaghan nivasa nivasa bhuta nitarang nareje bojendra gehegni sikhara rudha sarasvati jnana kale yatasati. Please repeat. So Devaki. That Devaki. The Sarva Jagat Nivasa. Of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The sustainer of all the universes. Nivasa Bhuta. The womb of Devaki has now become the residence. Nitaram, extensively. Na, not. Reje, became illuminated. Bojendra Gehe, within the limits of the house of Kamsa. Agnisika Iva, like the flames of a fire. Ruda, covered. Sarasvati, knowledge. Jnanakale, in a person known as Jnanakala, one who possesses knowledge but cannot distribute it. Yata, or just as. Sati, so being. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada ki. Devaki then kept within herself the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the cause of all causes, the foundation of the entire cosmos. But because she was under arrest in the house of Kamsa, she was like the flames of a fire covered by the walls of a pot, or like a person who has knowledge but cannot distribute it to the world for the benefit of human society. Purport. In this verse, the word jnana kala is most significant. Knowledge is meant for distribution. Although there is already much scientific knowledge, whenever scientists or philosophers awaken to a particular type of knowledge, they try to distribute it throughout the world. For otherwise, the knowledge gradually dries up and no one benefits from it. India has the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, but unfortunately, for some reason or other, this sublime knowledge of the science of God was not distributed throughout the world, although it is meant for all of human society. Therefore, Krishna himself appeared as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and ordered all Indians to take up the cause of distributing the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita throughout the world. Yare dekatari kaha krishna upadesh amara agyaya guru hanatara edesh. Instruct everyone to to follow the orders of Sri Krishna as they are given in the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. In this way, become a spiritual master and try to liberate everyone in this land. Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya 7.128. Although India has the sublime knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, Indians have not done their proper duty of distributing it. Now, therefore, the Krishna Consciousness Movement has been set up to distribute this knowledge as it is, without distortion. Although previously there were attempts to distribute the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, these attempts involved distortion and compromise with mundane knowledge. But now, the Krishna Consciousness Movement, without mundane compromises, is distributing Bhagavad Gita as it is, and people are deriving the benefits of awakening to Krishna consciousness and becoming devotees of Lord Krishna. Therefore, the proper distribution of knowledge has begun, by which not only will the whole world benefit, but India's glory will be magnified in human society. Kamsa tried to arrest Krishna consciousness within his house, Bhojendra Gehe, with the result that Kamsa, with all his opulences, was later vanquished. Similarly, the real knowledge of Bhagavad Gita was being choked by unscrupulous Indian leaders, with the result that India's culture and knowledge of the Supreme were being lost. Now, however, because Krishna consciousness is spreading, the proper use of Bhagavad Gita is being attempted. Om Jnana Timarandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshur Malicham Jena Tasmai Shri Guravena Rupam Purtava Chalam Pangun Nanghaya Tegrim Yat Kripata Raham Vande Shri Gurum Dinatarunam Vancha Kapa Trivyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Patitanam Pavane Vyavaisnave Vyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Many gurus, swamis, went to the West before Srila Prabhupada did. They had information of Krishna. They had information of Bhagavad Gita. But they didn't give it to the people. And they were given their own ideas on yoga, meditation, basically going there to get money, and often also opposite sex. There was no selfless interest in helping the people in the West. And Srila Prabhupada mentioned that there is actually hundreds of translations of the Bhagavad Gita there before he even went. So many translations. But nobody became a devotee of Krishna because they weren't giving Bhagavad Gita as it is. They were hiding Krishna. But Srila Prabhupada, he never hid Krishna. International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And one disciple of Prabhupada, he said, maybe we should call it International Society for God Consciousness. Maybe a little more broad that way. Open for more people. And Prabhupada said, no, because people do not know who God is. But we know. God is Krishna, the all-attractive personality of Godhead. And so he always wanted people to know about Krishna, the glories of Krishna. So this is a real devotee. He absorbed his life, dedicated his life to letting people know who God is, who Krishna is. And he'll be glorified for many, 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 many centuries for this service that he's done. However, there is one time, believe it or not, that Prabhupada hid Krishna. Yes, in 1970, when he went back to India with his dancing white elephants, his American and European disciples, about 40 of them, they were traveling around India, and very impressive. Never before has it ever been seen that so many Western devotees were chanting Hare Krishna and dressed in Vaishnava attire. So it was big. So it was very popular wherever he went. So he went to Madras once with all the disciples, and there was one minister who was very fond of the devotees, of course, of Srila Prabhupada mostly. So he invited all the devotees to his home, and they could stay at his home. But he really liked little Sarasvati, 3-year-old girl, and very devoted to Krishna. So he wanted to give her a present. So he gave her a solid silver little murti of Krishna. And she was very happy to have this murti of Krishna. So she was playing around. She put it there on the table, and Prabhupada told this host, it's nice that you've given her this nice present, Krishna. But it's very expensive, and she's a little girl. Most likely she'll lose it. But maybe you can give her something a little less expensive. He said, yes, good point. So he said, I have just a thing. So Prabhupada took the other murti, and this man brought the other one. So then little Saraswati came back, and she's looking for Krishna. Where's Krishna? I put Krishna there, he's not. Where's Krishna? Anybody know where's Krishna? So Prabhupada immediately caught her mood. And he said, oh, maybe he's in the bedroom. Look in the bedroom. So she ran into the bedroom looking for Krishna. Came back, no, he's not there. Well, maybe, look in the kitchen, maybe he's in the kitchen. So she darts into the kitchen looking for Krishna. No, Prabhupada, he's not there. Look behind the pot. Maybe someone put him behind the pot. Go look behind. She runs over. No. And now she's almost in tears. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? She's asking, where is Krishna? And Prabhupada started chanting a verse. Hey Rad, hey Raja Devi Ke Chalalite. Hey Nanda Suno Kuta. Shri Govardhana Kalpaparabhatale. Kalindivanya Kuta. Go santa vati sarvata vachapare ke dharmahavi valo vande rupa sanatana raghu yugo shri jiva gopalako. At the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, they were going all over Vrindavan and they were shouting, crying out, oh Krishna, son of Maharaj Nanda, Radharani, daughter of King Vrishabhanu, where are you? Where are you? Are you on the banks of the Jamuna? Are you on Govardhan Hill? Where are you? They're always crying out, where? Where is Krishna? So this is the mood of little Sarasvati. Where is Krishna? And then the father, Syamasundara, went to Sarasvati and he asked her, Sarasvati, who has Krishna? And then she understood. Prabhupada has Krishna. So she went to Prabhupada and paid obeisances to Prabhupada. Instead of, Prabhupada, you have Krishna? Yes, I have Krishna. So by then the host had come back with a different murti and he handed her this very beautiful clay murti of Krishna. And he gave it to her. She was very happy. She didn't even think about that it was different Murti. She had Krishna now, so she was very happy. So this is the one time that Prabhupada hid Krishna. And what did it do? It increased everyone's devotion to Krishna. That's Prabhupada. When he hides Krishna, it increases everyone's devotion to Krishna. Because all the devotees, about 40 devotees, are amazed just to see this interaction between Prabhupada and this little 3-year-old girl, Saraswati. So, Prabhupada wanted this knowledge to be distributed because it's the most valuable knowledge. Nahi jnanena sadrasam pavitram iha vidyate tat svayam yoga sansada kalanatmani vintati. There is nothing so sublime and pure as transcendental knowledge. And when one has become accomplished in the practice of devotional service, one experiences and enjoys this knowledge. So this transcendental knowledge, it's actually enjoyable. When you read the transcendental words of Krishna, it's enlivening. It's enjoyable. Just like Prabhupada said that you could read the Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam thousands of times, and each time you read it, you'll get more insight, more realization in the subject matter. In Vaisheshika Prabhu, he has this program called CHAD, Chapter a Day. Every day he reads one chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. He encouraged me to also get into that. I asked him one time, so how many times have you read the Bhagavad Gita? How many times, for how long have you been doing this CHAD? He said 40 years. Every day for 40 years he's been reading a chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. It's very powerful. It doesn't get old like ordinary knowledge gets old. It's ever fresh. I remember once I tried to read the Bible and I could only get to page 4. It was so boring. I couldn't get past page 4. But when I got the Bhagavad Gita, I read the whole Gita in like 5 days. I couldn't put it down. It was so fascinating, so amazing to read Bhagavad Gita. So this is because it's pure transcendental knowledge given by a pure devotee. This is why it's so attractive. And Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, a faithful man who is dedicated to transcendental knowledge is eligible to achieve such knowledge, and thus he achieves peace. So, what does it mean to be dedicated to transcendental knowledge? What does it mean? Any ideas?
To serve.
To serve the knowledge. Yeah. The one way to serve the knowledge is to distribute it, to give it to others. This is dedication. And also, if we're dedicated to a particular type of knowledge, we want to learn more. If you're dedicated to transcendental knowledge, then you want to learn more and more and more and more. This is dedication. And to give it out to others, this is even further dedicated, to give it to others. There was one Mataji, Daivi Shakti Mataji, when she first got to one of Prabhupada's books, she was just so excited by having this knowledge that she was thinking, how can I get this out to others? She had never met a devotee before. But immediately she was thinking, how can I give this to others? She was already, before meeting devotees, before even hearing about book distribution, she was thinking how to give this knowledge to others. So then, of course, shortly after that, she met devotees, and then she moved into the temple, and then she heard about book distribution. She said, oh, this is how to do it. So she became immediately a book distributor, and she's still doing it 43 years later. And she's going to keep doing it to her last breath. Very dedicated, yeah, to transcendental knowledge. So, many devotees like this that have been distributing books over 4 decades now. They're very dedicated. So this is how to show our dedication, by giving this knowledge out. And when we're giving this, or when we're distributing these books, there's a certain mentality that we should have, mainly of giving. Generally, everybody has the mood of getting. In the material world, everybody's into acquiring, getting more and more. Never satisfied. It's like Hiranyakasipu, even though he had the whole universe, still, he wasn't satisfied. But by giving this transcendental knowledge to others, we become satisfied. And I was speaking to one devotee recently. He said he meditates on how it's 3 against 1 when we're distributing books. You got the super soul in our heart. You have the super soul in the heart of the person that we're distributing the books to. Both super souls want that soul to get a book. And we, the soul, also want the person to get a book. And the person that doesn't want to get the book is the soul that we're speaking to. So it's 3 against 1. Interesting meditation. Of course, sometimes the souls that we're speaking to, they're attracted and they want. But mostly, we got to convince them to take a book. So we should pray to the super soul that to allow this person to get this book. Because the soul has been traveling around in this universe, many universes, for who knows how long. And the super soul wants that soul to get purified, to go back to Godhead. This is the desire of the super soul. So we should also pray to the super soul for our sincerity. This is what is most needed in distributing books. We need sincerity. We have to pray to Krishna, please give me sincerity, give me compassion, give me a desire to help this person get a book. Pudrasthana mantacha bharta bhokta maheshwara paramat meti chapyukta dehe smim pudrasaparaha. Krishna says in the 13th chapter, text 23, within this body there's another transcendental enjoyer. He is the Lord. He is the supreme proprietor. He is the overseer and the permitter. So nothing happens without the sanction of Krishna. This is Krishna. And if we take shelter of Krishna, he'll help us. Jai Sri Shivadha Govinda. Krishna will help us if we're actually sincere and serious. The Prabhupada said this is the only need on book distribution, is that we're sincere. So we should pray for this sincerity, because people need these books. They need this knowledge. Shrota vyadini rajendra nanam santiyam sahasrara. Grihesu Grihamedino. Those persons who are materially engrossed, being blind to the knowledge of the Absolute Truth, have many subject matters for hearing in human society. Thousands, hundreds and thousands. There's so many books, so many TV programs, and just wasting their life, movies and this and that. So all these things, all these books and all these movies and TV programs and all, it's just keeping them more and more bound to the material world. But these books, they free one from material clutches. That's the power of Prabhupada's books. That they get purified, they become free of the modes of material nature. Quite often when I distribute books, I tell them that this book will help you to become pure. You want to be happy, right? But if you're not pure, then you can't be happy. So this book will help you to become happy, to become pure. This is the result. Many people, they appreciate that. They take the book. So they can understand, yeah, purity is important. And we're so impure. There's so many things that we could find in Srila Prabhupada's books that we can say to people. And that there's an interesting thing that, I don't know if you're aware, but athletes, before they go to do their sport, they mentally, they're doing their sport. Just mentally. And what happens is this actually helps them to be more successful when they're actually doing the sport. Because that's also energy, mental energy. So I was thinking that this would be good for book distribution also. When we're reading Prabhupada's books, we may find something that can be said to the non-devotees when we're distributing books, and we can repeat that in our mind over and over again. And this will also help us remember what we want to say. There's many, many nice things that we can say about Prabhupada's books. So this is a nice meditation. So when people receive these books, then they are actually able to see. Now they're blind. They're blinded by so much ignorance. Unfortunately, even by the most intelligent people, the scientists and the professors, they're also blind, misguided, who do not know that their real interests, the Tevatu Svartha, Katinghi Vishnu, Durasya Ye Bahi Arthamalina, and Hayatandir Upaniyamana, Te Pisa Chantram Udamnibara. They do not know that what is their real self-interest is in serving Krishna. This is what is their real interest. What they are thinking is their self-interest is sense gratification, satisfying the body, which they aren't. This is what they think is very important. To satisfy the mind, to satisfy their senses. So, we're trying to help them understand what is actually valuable. Because they don't know, they're blind, and they're being led by other blind people. Even priests, and prime ministers, presidents, scientists, practically everybody's blind. So Srila Prabhupada, he came to give us eyes. It's called Jnana Chakshus. It's see with the eyes of knowledge. Yeah. So most important is hearing. most important. And not seen. It's like some people in a sentimental way, they decide who their guru is by how he looks. But actually the way to see who the guru is by hearing. We see by hearing. We're very fortunate we have this transcendental knowledge in the Bhagavad Gita as it is. As I was saying, there are so many other Bhagavad Gitas, but no one was given the actual knowledge. So Prabhupada came to give us the Bhagavad Gita as it is. Now, all these other Bhagavad Gitas, they can be called Bhagavad Gita as it isn't. Because it's not the real thing. Everybody is just given their own academic interpretation of what they think is the Bhagavad Gita. But Srila Prabhupada very kindly has given us the true Bhagavad Gita as it is. And the more we distribute this Bhagavad Gita, the more we'll realize, we'll get realization of the content of the Bhagavad Gita. I find that when I go out and distribute books, that the knowledge actually becomes alive. It's not theoretical anymore. It becomes alive. Because you have to live the teachings when you go out. It's like we have to be tolerant, compassionate. We have to be knowledgeable because we have to know what we're distributing. Prabhupada was once with some Sankirtan devotees and they were telling Prabhupada of all the success they were having in book distribution. And Prabhupada asked them, "That's very nice, but are you reading the books?" And they were quiet. And then they said, "Well, Prabhupada, you know, we're very busy, you know, we're driving, we're chanting and distributing." And Prabhupada was very upset. He said, "Then, what is the use?" He said, I wrote these books actually for my disciples. Of course, he wrote them for the non-devotees also. But actually, most of the books that we have are for the disciples, for the grand disciples. The very few of Prabhupada's books do we distribute. Very few. Science of Self-Realization. We distribute the 1-1 Srimad Bhagavatam, Journey of Self-Discovery. But most of the books that we have are not distributed. So Prabhupada, he said, I wrote these books for my disciples. So we should take advantage of them. Prabhupada said that my purports are my devotional ecstasies. He said, my books are better than me because there's the Vani and there's the Vapu. Vani and Vapu. Vani means instructions and Vapu means form. So this is why when this Korma Brahmana, Prabhupada mentions this in the purport, he wanted to leave with Lord Chaitanya. He had been with him for 4 months and he was very, very, very happy to be in the association of Lord Chaitanya. So he just wanted to take Vanaprasa, just leave his family and go with Lord Chaitanya. But Lord Chaitanya said, no. Yare dekatari kaha krishna upadesh amara agyaya guru hanatara edesh. He said, instruct everyone of the teachings of Bhagavad Gita or of the teachings of Krishna as they are given in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. In this way you become a spiritual master and liberate everyone in the land. So this devotee, he wanted to be with the Vapu of Lord Chaitanya. But Lord Chaitanya said, no, better you just take the Vani and give the Vani to others. Give the instructions to others. this will benefit you and it will benefit others. So this is what is most important. This is what is most needed. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he said that this is the only lack in society, is Krishna consciousness. Now practically everybody is in Maya consciousness, not knowing who they are, not knowing what is the goal of life, what happens at the time of death. Prabhupada said that his books were meant for two purposes: to help people understand that life comes from life, and that there is life after death. Of course, there's much more that he wanted people to understand, but he said that these are the two main contaminations in the world due to false propaganda by atheists. So Srila Prabhupada's books are so powerful that they are convincing people all over the world of reality. And this was his desire, that all over the world people get this transcendental knowledge and benefit from it. Prabhupada once saw a sign, advertisement sign, for Sinclair paint. And what it was is this bucket of paint is covering the whole world. So Prabhupada, this is our mood. This is what we want. We want to cover the world with these transcendental books. We want one of these books in each home on the planet. This is Prabhupada's desire. He said, I only have one disease, and that is I always think big. I always thought big. He wanted everybody to hear about Krishna. So now we've inherited this mission, this family mission, this family business of spreading Krishna consciousness. So it's a glorious mission. Sarva Sukhino Bhavantu. What is our mission? To see that everyone becomes happy. A nice mission. Dance and be happy and try to help as many others as possible. Also, chant and be happy. So on that note, is there any question or comment? Today we're going to go out and distribute books to the people, try to spread this wonderful knowledge. So we're very fortunate, actually. Yes, Rupa.
Very attractive actually to think like that, you know, we put big characters. Krishna Bhana, everyone who is passing by will get purified and away.
So the question is that there's a book that has the Hare Krishna mantra on the back of the book, and some devotees think, well, this is a little too bold, people get scared, oh, Hare Krishna. But should we be more open? Well, there's different ways to look at it. Sometimes people have heard misconceptions of Hare Krishna, right? So then they see Hare Krishna, no, because they've heard the misconceptions. So this is one reason that people, the devotees are like, well, maybe we can be a little, like Prabhupada said, you go in like a needle and come out like a plow. And sometimes we're a little too bold, then it scares people away. So, but then that's also attractive to just be bold, you know, the Hare Krishna temple. You know, this, you know, people, it's clear, and they also benefit from hearing Hare Krishna. So neither is wrong, neither is, and they're both right. Yeah, they're both right, either way. So you judge by the results. There are, I don't know of any temple in the world where it's a Hare Krishna temple. Although in Miami we have the Hare Krishna mantra there in the front. So they're not having much success. Of course there's not many devotees there. But you judge by the results. There's devotees that are having great success from going in like a needle and coming out like a plow. Actually the place where we're having most success now in the Western world is in New Zealand, where they're doing this, you know, going in like a needle. They, you know, have yoga programs and they come and they have talks about yoga and meditation, and then they also have Bhagavad Gita if you're interested in this also, and they make a lot of devotees. So it works. Yeah. Prabhupada actually said that you can use yoga to attract people to Krishna consciousness, because people are already attracted to yoga, and then you put in Krishna, you know, the cherry on the top. Yeah. You just, so no, that's good. Either is good. Okay. Yes, Ruhu. Things to say when we're distributing. Why tell them these books, they teach the art of inner happiness, higher consciousness. Everybody likes inner happiness. You know. So they're attracted to that. And I tell them, like I said, I tell them that this book will help you become pure. Then you'll be happy. Different things. Teaches about yoga, meditation. A lot of people are attracted to that also. Anybody else have anything? What do you say?
I like to present the book on the merit of the books. I also like this book will help you. It depends. On the street I speak a little bit more. On the dark, usually very quickly. I usually tell them these books. Solutions for material problems, because material solutions work.
Good. So spiritual solutions for material problems. That's good. Another thing is that we should show the pictures, explain the pictures. Yeah. Some of the, not all the pictures, but there's some pictures that are good for preaching. You know, the changing bodies. You know, we've seen that a million times, but when people see it the first time, it's pretty amazing. I remember the first time I saw it. Oh, look at that! And then the three modes of nature: goodness, passion, and ignorance. I show that to people. You know, and then I get them involved. Well, which one are you? Goodness, passion, or ignorance? Which one are you moved by? Probably mostly ignorance or bashers. Get them involved a little bit. So you could use the pictures. That's why the pictures are in the books. Prabhupada put them in there for a purpose. Actually, it makes the books more expensive. So he didn't want the books to be more expensive for no reason. He wanted the pictures in there so that people can see the pictures and be attracted. Sometimes they buy the books just because of the nice pictures. To show the pictures. And especially when there's a message in the pictures, people are attracted. It's like the five horses and the senses and the reins. I show people that one and it blows them away. They buy the book many times just because of that picture. It's an amazing picture. But you don't have that in your Bhagavad Gita. In this latest, for some reason, I always make sure in America, with our BBT, this picture is there. Certain pictures are always there, I make sure. Because they're supposed to be for preaching. Yeah.
So it was the devotee that he had printed the pictures, laminated them, so just to make it easier on the stream, because if you have a few books, and then you have to open book and show, it's easier if you have
to. Oh.
And then you handle the, is that okay?
That's okay. Yeah, that's all right. Yeah, otherwise, you have to show them the whole book. So that's interesting. Okay. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Transcendental Book Distribution Ki.